In the world of filmmaking, the phrase lost film often conjures images of early silent films or forgotten B-movies, but the story of Arrive Alive is a unique tale of a modern Hollywood production that never made it out of the gate. Planned for release in 1990, Arrive Alive was a comedy film that, despite its star-studded cast and promising premise, ended up as one of the most infamous unfinished projects in Hollywood history. This is Land of the Lost, Arrive Alive. Arrive Alive was set to be a dark comedy with an intriguing plot centered around a funeral home and the eccentric characters connected to it. The film was supposed to blend humor with a morbid twist, a popular style in the late 1980s and early 1990s. The film was directed by Jeremiah S. Chechik, who had previously found success with the holiday classic National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. The script was penned by future Oscar winner Scott Frank, known for Get Shorty and Out of Sight. The cast was equally impressive. Bill Murray, one of the most bankable comedic actors of the time, was set to star, supported by another comedy heavyweight, Gina Davis, fresh off her success with Beetlejuice and The Accidental Tourist. The film also featured John Goodman and others, promising a high-energy ensemble performance. Despite the high hopes and anticipation, Arrive Alive faced significant production issues from the outset. Creative differences between the studio and the director, coupled with a script that was repeatedly rewritten, led to a lack of cohesive vision for the project. The tension grew on set, with reports of disagreements between cast members and production staff. The problems escalated to the point where production was halted after only a few weeks of filming. Chechik struggled to balance the film's dark humor with the broader comedic elements that the studio wanted. The pressure to make the film more commercially viable clashed with the director's original vision, leading to creative deadlock. Eventually, the studio made the difficult decision to shut down production entirely. The footage that had been shot was deemed unusable, and the costs of continuing with the troubled production outweighed the potential benefits. For a time, there were discussions about reworking the project with a new director or rewriting the script entirely, but these plans were never realized. In Hollywood, it is rare for a film to be scrapped entirely after production has begun, but Arrive Alive joined the ranks of unfinished films that never saw the light of day. The cast and crew moved on to other projects, and the film quickly faded from public memory, becoming a curious footnote in the careers of those involved. While Arrive Alive remains largely forgotten by the general public, it has gained a certain level of notoriety among film historians and cinephiles. It serves as a cautionary tale about the complexities of filmmaking, where even the best laid plans can go awry. The film's failure also highlights the challenges of balancing artistic vision with commercial pressures, a common struggle in Hollywood. For fans of Bill Murray and Gina Davis, Arrive Alive is a tantalizing, what could have been, a lost chapter in the careers of these iconic actors. Although no footage from the film has ever been released, rumors persist that some scenes still exist in studio archives, waiting to be rediscovered. In the end, Arrive Alive is a reminder that in the unpredictable world of filmmaking, not every project reaches its destination, no matter how promising it may seem. The film's story remains a compelling example of the delicate balance between creativity and commerce in Hollywood, a balance that, in this case, was never quite achieved.